Oca i Sina i Svetog Duha. Amin. Sedite, braći i sestre. Please be seated. Good morning to all. And thank you for coming this morning to our church so we can serve the joint service, the common service, and the Eucharistical sacrament, divine sacrament to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And judging by the attendance today, I can only say that last night's concert was probably good. So, hvala vam svima na dolasku i hvala, kao što rekao, sudeći po broju danas ljudi u crkvi, izgleda da je dobar bio koncert sinoć i dobro, i to nas raduje, naravno, uvek se sećajući da prioriteti treba da se znaju, a šta su prioriteti naši ako ne spasenje i sjedinjenje sa Gospodom, ako nije prisustvovanje i učestvovanje u svetoj liturgiji i u svetoj pričasnoj čaši, sjedinjenje, suštinsko sjedinjenje sa Gospodom i dakle je odatle crpeći život večni i snagu za ovaj uzburkani svet, da se suočimo sa njim i da ga činimo boljim, plemenitim, da ga oplemenjujemo svojim životima, svojim postupcima, dakle svojim vrlinskim življenjem. Danas slavimo, izašli smo iz svete četrdesetnice. Dakle, zato se više ne pozdravljamo sa Hristos Vaskrse, mada bi Hristos Vaskrse trebao da bude pozdrav nas, hrišćana, tokom cijelog života našega svakoga dana, budući da je osnov vere naše i nadanja našega u vaskrsenje iz mrtvih, naše konačno vaskrsenje iz mrtvih, prilikom kraja sveta, istorije i ovoga veka u kome se nalazimo, ne misleći na vek 21. već na večnost, vek, postojanje na ovom svetu. Dakle, danas se sećamo, spremajući se da proslavimo pedesetnicu ili duhove ili trojice, silazak Svetog Duha na apostole, sećamo se i svetih otaca Prvog Vaseljenskog sabora. I divan je trenutak da se njih prisjetimo, budući se pripremamo da proslavimo pedesetnicu, ali budući da se priprema i početak Velikog sabora na Kritu, i nastavka, slobodno možemo da kažemo, promišljenja, brige, crkve o učenju, o nama, o njenim sinovima i ćerima, o telu Hristovom ovde, rasejanom po celom svetu. Dakle, briga i promišljenja se nastavlja tokom svih ovih vekova i nikada nije ni prestala. I nadamo se i molimo se da Bog ukrepi, osnaži, umudri naše arhijereje, naše prvake, da tako kažemo, koji predstavljaju crkvu Božiju, da postupaju po zapovesti Hristovoj, da svi budu jedno. Ono što smo čuli danas u Evanđelju po Jovanu, da je Hristos se molio od Otcu svom nebeskom i našem Otcu da nas sačuva. Ove, kaže, sačuvaj ove koje sam izabrao od sveta. Dok sam ja bio sa njima, ja sam ih sačuvao u tvoje ime, a sada ih predajem tebi da ih čuvaš. Prema tome, nadamo se da svi budu jedno kao što smo ti i ja. Tako kaže Hristos Otcu svome obraćajući se. I mi se nadamo da će Gospod umudriti naše arhijereje i pomesne pravoslavne crkve da svedoče zajednički jednim ustima, jednim srcem i jednom mišlju ovu blagovest o vaskrsenju Gospoda Boga i spasa našega Isusa Hrista, prevazilazeći ove naše zemaljske razdore, podele, političke, geopolitičke, kakve god da su, ne sme da ih bude, budući da smo svi jedno u Gospodu Bogu i spasu našem Isusu Hristu. Danas se sećamo, dakle, otaca Prvog Vaseljenskog sabora koji se odigrao u Nikeji na saziv, na poziv cara Konstantina, kao što znamo, rođen u Nišu, naš car Konstantin, car Vizantijski. I ovaj sabor se odigrao 325. godine u gradu Nikeji, današnja Turska, Mala Azija. I brinući se o crkvi Božjoj, brinući se, budući da se dešavalo ono što je apostol Pavle, ako ste danas čitali, slušali poslanicu koju Darko čitao, upozorio je apostol Pavle, hrišćane i prezvitere, starešine, sveštenike, vođe stada Hristovoga, da će za njim doći vuci u jagnjećoj koži koji će govoriti perverzne stvari, kaže apostol Pavle u toj poslanici svojoj, koji će govoriti stvari koje nisu u skladu sa istinom, a nemojte zaboraviti da istine van Hrista nema. Dostojevski je govorio svoje vremeno kada bi mi ljudi matematičkom tačnošću dokazali da je istina van Hrista, ja bih radije ostao sa Hristom bez istine nego sa istinom bez Hrista. I mi u crkvi duboko verujemo da samo i jedino u Gospodu i sa Gospodom naučeni Duhom Svetim možemo dobiti istinu, zadobiti istinu kao dar, kao poklon, a ne kao plod nekog našeg intelektualnog dostignuća ili preganja, nekog intelektualnog preganja, već kao poklon sviše, kako to kažu Sveti Oci Crkve, dakle poklon koji dolazi sa visine, istinsko bogopoznanje, istinsko znanje dolazi od Gospoda Boga i spasa našeg Isusa Hrista i od sjedinjenja sa njim u Duhu Svetome. Prema tome, kod nas pravoslavnik, naše vjerovanje da je istina ipostazirana, dakle u ličnosti Isusa Hrista, i upravo ovo su i branili oci Svetoga prvoga sabora kada su se skupili 318 njih u Nikeji da posvedoče istinu. Ako treba da postrade istine, ne zaboravite da su upravo izašli iz perioda gonjenja crkve. Pazite, 313. godine je bio Milanski edikt, a ovo je 325. svega 12 godina posle izdavanja Milanskog edikta, kada se crkva okupila, mnogi od njih koji su došli tu, 318, kao što rekao, episkopa, vladika, patrijaraka, sveštenika, đakona, pratnje, bilo ih je oko 1500 ukupno, ali episkopa oko 318 otaca crkve koji su predstavljani na tom saboru Crkvu Božju po celom svetu rasijanu i sa zapada i sa istoka. Dakle, mnogi od njih su došli sa iskopanim očima, sa odsečenim rukama, sa odsečenim jezicima, dakle, svedočili su. To su živi svedoci istine bili. Svetoci, mučenici. Nisu mučenici samo oni koji su život položili. Mučeništvo je svedočanstvo, svedočenje. Mučenici su oni koji svedoče na grčkom jeziku martirija ili martir, znači svedok. Onaj koji svedoči istinu i koji je za tu istinu spreman da postrada. Došli su, ne bolujući od titula, iako su mnogi bili jako i visoko obrazovani, ne bolujući od ovih zemaljskih titula, doktori, profesori i tako dalje, već su ušli u zajednicu, u zajedničarenje sa braćem i sestrama svojim, da bi na taj način Hrista posvjedočili. Pomenit ću samo neka imena. Sveti Nikolaj, episkop Milikijski čudotvorac, je bio kao episkop Milikijski član i učestvovao u radu ovog sabora. Sveti Spiridon, Trimufunski, također, veliki svetitelj crkve Božije, također je učestvovao u radu sabora. Sveti Atanasije Veliki je učestvovao u radu ovog sabora. Sveti Aleksandar Aleksandrijski je učestvovao u radu ovog sabora. I tako dalje, da ne nabrajem, mnogo, mnogo otaca koji su nam poznati, a mnogo i koji nisu nam poznati, su učestvovali u radu ovog sabora i danas se njih sećamo i Boga molimo da kroz njih nas krepi, da gledajući njih mi se ugledamo istinski i da sledujemo njima i da čuvamo veru otačasku koja je oblikovana u prvom veku. Svaku liturgiju kada služimo, mi izgovaramo reči, verujemo jednoga Boga, Oca, Svedržitelja, Tvorca, neba i zemlje i svega vidljivog i nevidljivog. Nikeo, carigradski simbol vere, upravo su oni sastavili ovaj Nikeo, carigradski simbol vere i predali ga nama da do današnjeg dana nepromenjenoga svedočimo i spovedamo ustima našim, tako čuvajući veru Otaca i praotaca naših. Neka je srećno i blagosloveno. Sljedeće nedelje ćemo slaviti duhove, trojice, sila za Svetog Duha na apostole, začetak, početak, rođendan Crkve Božije, svedočenje upravo Gospoda u ovom svijetu, životu. Ne zaboravite na taj dan, apostol Petar, nepismen, ribar, neuk, izlazi pred narod u Jerusalimu, obogaćen, osnažen, Duhom Svetim propoveda i 3000 ljudi prelazi u hrišćanstvo samo na njegovu reč, na njegovu propoved, na njegovu misiju, svedočanstvo, opet svedočanstvo, martirija, gen, na grčkom jeziku, na njegovo svedočanstvo prelazi, slušajući, gledajući to svedočanstvo svojim očima, prelazi u hrišćanstvo. Dear brothers and sisters, again I greet you with the great feast of Ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just celebrated his glorious ascension a few days ago on Thursday. And now we are in this after feast. This is why we sang Tropario to the Holy Ascension of our Lord. And we, with one mind, and one heart, and one mouth, today glorified our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this divine sacrament of ours. And thank you for coming. And this is very important. We come to divine liturgy, my brothers and sisters, allow me to say this, to recalibrate our senses and to aim ourselves towards the everlasting kingdom and towards our God, the Savior Jesus Christ. And now that I said this, it means basically that our focuses are not right. And we live in a turbulent world, and we care about many different things. Unfortunately, we do not care enough about our faith and our salvation. And this is the first thing on our list of priorities that should be there. Everything else shall be added unto us as prepared words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is why when we come to the Orthodox Church, an Orthodox temple church, divine liturgy, Orthodox style, divine liturgy, we see, and sometimes people ask, how come the priest is in the altar and he's not facing people, but rather facing the altar area and east? And it's because with the evangelical Christians, my brothers and sisters, and Protestants as well, focus or attention is from the pulpit towards the congregation, towards people. And when we come to church, we want to orient ourselves, to aim ourselves towards the kingdom of God, towards Christ, not towards ourselves, towards our needs and towards our desires. What do people want? What do we want? How do we see the church and everything else? But towards this place where the bloodless sacrifice is offered for us and for our salvation every single Sunday, and every divine liturgy that we have even during the week, the Lamb of God is slain upon this holy altar table for us and for our salvation. So when we come to church, we better look there and see ourselves there and see this great mystery happening for us and for our salvation right here and right now. This is not something historically that we just remember, but something that we participate in. And this is why in Orthodox temples and in the divine liturgy, priest is in the altar, and whenever he's facing the east, he's representing people. However, when he turns towards the congregation, as I'm facing you right now, he's representing our Heavenly Father. And then again, he turns back towards the altar, and then he represents the people and says all the prayers on behalf of the people of the congregation. So today, and thank you for coming to divine service. This you don't come just to observe, you come to participate. And this is why it's so important that you say with your mouths, your hearts, your mind, you participate fully and you say, Amen, Lord have mercy, grant it, O Lord, and so on and so on. In this way, you participate fully, you're immersed fully into this divine and holy sacrament of the church. So again, today, not only that we celebrate the Holy Ascension of our Lord, it happened a few days ago, exactly 40 days after His glorious resurrection, and we are in this pre-festal, if I can say, period, expecting the great feast of the Pentecost, which we'll celebrate next Sunday, and please come to church next Sunday. It's the birthday of our church, of the whole Orthodox Church. We also today remember and commemorate mystically the fathers of the first ecumenical council that happened in 325 in Nicaea. And great Emperor Constantine was born in Serbia, I have to say this, who was born in Serbia in a city of Niš, summoned this great council wanting to preserve the true teaching of the church. And if you listen carefully to today's epistle lesson from St. Apostle Paul, the dark red for us, Apostle Paul writes to the presbyters, to the elders of the people of the Church of God, scattered around the world, and informs them and warns them that wolves will come in sheep's skin, and they will try to destroy the church, and they will say all these perverse things, wanting to destroy the Church of God. And this is why holy and great Emperor Constantine summoned this great council in 325 in Nicaea, so it can deal
with heresies that appeared in the 3rd century. And 318 fathers of the church participated in this great first ecumenical council. And what is important, I'll just mention a few of them. Saint Nicholas, the bishop of Myra in Lycia, nowadays Turkey, Asia Minor, was there. Then Saint Spiridon, his great friend and a bishop as well. Then we have a saint and great Athanasius the Great. And so we have Saint Alexander of Alexandria, and so on and so on. And so many fathers of the church participated in this great council. They were theologians. However, more importantly, they were men that manifested the words of the Holy Spirit. They became trumpets of the Spirit. They adopted the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit spoke through them. It's not so important that they were well-educated in philosophy, in the Hellenistic philosophy or theology, or you say it. But more importantly, they were witnesses to the risen Lord. Many of them came to this council in Nicaea with their eyes gouged out, with their hands cut off, with their tongues cut off. They were true martyrs. And this word martyria, or martyr, that we use in English language even means to witness. So they were true witnesses of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, we remember them in hopes that God will strengthen us too, to become martyrs for Christ. That does not mean exclusively to lay down our lives for the sake of Christ and faith and salvation, but to be, if I can say, small martyrs, to witness and not to make compromises on the expense of truth, to witness Christ in a proper manner. When we leave this church today, we need to go back to our lives and to witness Christ in a proper way, preserving the purity of our faith. So may God bless you all. May God give you strength to persevere and to become martyrs for our Heavenly Father, to whom is due glory with His Son, who is from everlasting, His Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages for ages. Amen. God bless you.